As the Gemara continues, Hachanami, here also in our case, in the case of the renter, Kama Kama, the previous one, Ozil has gone for honey, and this fine right now is the Basrahu, is of the last one, the most recent one. It is, as Rashi explains, Hachanami here also, Stam Socha Bayis, a regular renter of a house, Kishuhu Yotze, when he leaves, Mechapes, he searches around, Kol Zaviyosov, all of his corners, all of its corners, sorry, Zavis is a corner, Zaviyosov, Zavios is corners, and Zaviyosov is its corners. He searches around all of its corners, Venotales Shalo, and takes what's his, Vyotse, and departs. So Venema, and therefore we should say, Hachronim, the last ones who were there, Shakhuhu, forgot it. Shakhuhu, forgot it. She'ilu HaRishonim, that if it was the earlier ones, the first ones, Shakhuhu, that forgot about it, Kavam Matsu, Hachronim, already the later ones would have found the object. In other words, the same principle, which I mean is a very, very logical idea that we just, I mean, the halacha simply says that any place which is swept up, which is cleared up, the finds which are found there are automatically assumed to belong to the most recent resident tenant who was there. An earlier one, because if the object belonged to an earlier one, then the most recent one would have found it, and so on and so forth. So this is the question that we're asking now in the Mishnah. How come by rented space, if you find something in a rental, you're automatically allowed to keep it, you should just simply go to the last person, the last tenant who was there? So answers the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Reish Lakish says in the name of Bar Kapara, the explanation of the Mishnah is because it's talking about a slightly different case than we originally thought. So he says, Kagon, for example, Sha'aso Pundak L'Shlosh Yisrael. The case of the Mishnah is, for example, the owner had made the house into a pundok, into an inn, L'Shlosh Yisrael, for three Jews. So Rashi explains, L'Shlosha Yisrael, B'Basachas. And here it is. This is the critical point, that the three people, the three Yidden who are renting there, are renting the Babas Acha simultaneously. For Kol Shekein and Satan Almoso im Hayu Ode Kachavim, if they were not Jewish, Umisha, the Kol Shekein means Almoso, im Hayu Ode Kachavim, if they were not Jewish, if they were Ode Kachavim, Umisha Nofal Memenu, and the logic is this: Umi shenafel memenu, and somebody that it fell from him. Miyayesh is miyayesh, will despair, despairs. Why? Delo yoda miman nove or novi, that he doesn't know miman from whom novi to ask. Novi is from the root of bati, which means to ask or to need. So I don't know how the nun really works in over here, but in any event, to the yoda, that he doesn't know, m'man from whom, navi, he should ask. So he doesn't know. Three people stand in an inn. One loses his $10 bill, or for that matter, let me just emphasize over here, it doesn't make a difference in this discussion whether the object which he loses has a siman or doesn't have a siman. Because, as we've learned before, when a person despairs on getting something, even if it has a siman, then technically the finder is allowed to keep it. It doesn't mean to say that he shouldn't give it back, and it wouldn't be a very praiseworthy thing to give it back to the person whom he knows it came from because it has a siman. But technically, I mean, that is the rule, that once a person despairs on an object, even with a simon, the finder is not duty-bound to return it. So here, I just use the example of a $10 bill. He loses the money, I mean, because, you know, he could also just find out who it came from by asking the people, but he doesn't have to. That's the whole point over here. You know, you got Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven loses the money, and the Gemara is going to explain what the logic of this is in a second, but we're just laying it down as the principle that if Reuven loses the money and the Shimon and Levi there together with him, so then Reuven, assume that Reuven will despair because he doesn't know who to ask from Shimon or Levi. Now, you'll see why he doesn't know how to ask in a second. But continues Rashi. Rashi says, Pundak is a mokum sh'ovrim v'shavim. It's a place that people pass and return. Sh'ovrim v'shavim is an expression, people come and go. Sh'ovrim, they pass through there. V'shavim, they return. Lonim, to recline, to lonim is to sleep over. Laila echod, one night. Vishnayim, or two nights. It's a hotel. It's a motel sheish. That is, instead of motel six, you know, it's in Israel, motel sheish. But in any event, because we're learning, we're explaining the case differently, the original question which the Gemara asked, if it was discussing a regular situation of a person coming into a room and there was someone else there beforehand, then indeed it would be correct that you'd have to return it to the most recent resident or tenant of that room. But here it's a situation of a pundak, a hotel, or a room, an inn, which is being rented to three different people simultaneously, and you don't have to give it back. If you find the object after they were there, you don't have to give it back to anybody. Now, the Gemara is going to explain it. Before the Gemara explains it, the Gemara just digresses a fraction and challenges this statement by saying, Reish Lakish said that the case is a pundak of three Jews. So that raises a question from beforehand, where we discussed earlier, previous, I think it was Chof Hei and Chof Dalad, the question of whether or not when you find something in a place where there's a bunch of people, like a crowd of people, Rov Yisrael, Rov Goyim, do you have to give it back? So this Lechora ostensibly proves that a place where there's Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it, but that was, you know, that was a big discussion. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shema Mina, one can hear from this that the halacha is Kribshim ben Elazar, the halacha is like Kribshim ben Elazar, Fila Barov Yisrael, even with a majority of Jews. So Rashi says, Vafila Barov Yisrael, the Ovid, the Meyayesh, that it is. The word Ovid is the Aramaic version of Osui, which we've been seeing a few times, both in the Gemara and in the Rashis. Ovid is Osui, which here in context means usual. To Ovid de Miyayish, that it's usual that he's Miyayish, that he despairs. Velo Samech, and not rely, not lean. Samech means to lean. Samech means to lean, so here is not to rely. V'lo samech, and not to rely, to lehodru nahalei, that they will return it to him. Lehodru, lehadrei, lehadru is to return it, to return. To lehodru nahalei, to return it nahalei to him. To lo miflegei, that we do not distinguish. That we do not distinguish between an object which has a simon on it, to that which does not have a simon on it. So the Gemara is saying, if according to Reish Lakish's interpretation of the Mishnah, it would come out that he is paskening like Reb Shimon Elazar by Rov Yisrael. To which the Gemara quickly responds and says, no. Ella rather Amar Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov. Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov said, he says, no. Kagon sha'asu pundak l'shlosh uvedik l'chavim. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a pundak of three Gentiles. Rashi explains, Aidi de Nokat Shlosha Gabi Yisrael Nokat Nami Gabi Evtuka Chovim. Now, Rashi is explaining is that since the Gemara chose the example of three, Shlosha three, Gabi Yisrael regarding a Jewish people, Nokat Nami Gabi Evtuka Chovim. It also chose the example of three regarding Ovdei Kochavim, but really technically it wouldn't be necessary to even be three, because he says Vuhu Hadin, which means the same law would apply. Vuhu Hadin, the same law, din, the same law would apply. Chad, even with regard to one Ovdei Kochavim being there. Ubilvad sheyehei achron, and only as long as that he is the last one. So Rashi's pointing out that the same halacha would apply even if a single Ovid Kochavim had been the last tenant in this hotel. So the only reason why the Gemara is speaking about three is because it's the parallel Reish Lakish or Bar Kapora's case of three Jewish tenants, in which case the rule. The rule applies only when the three Jews stayed in the house at the same time, as we learned before. But if it's Ovid Kochavim, it can just be one. So that clears up that issue whether we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar or not. But now the Gemara goes back and returns to supporting the original explanation of being three Jews without it necessarily being a proof for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So the Gemara continues. Rav Nachman Omar, Rabbi Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rabbi Bar Bua, Afilu Temesh Lo Yisrael. You can still say it's three Jews. Now, what about the fact we just said a second ago that would be a proof for that the halachas like Rav Shimon Elazar, even by Rov Yisrael? So, we'll look at Rashi right away on that. Rashi says, "Afilu tema l'shlosh Yisrael." You could even say that it's talking about three Jews. For lo tifshot, and don't prove, don't derive, don't prove the halacha like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that you're allowed to keep it by Rov Yisrael. The reason is the keep ligi rabbanon alei, that when the rabbanon disagree with him about that and say that you can't keep it, the reason is. Is because the situation is the hecha de nafla b'makom sharabim mitzuyin, where that an object is fell in a place where many people are found, de lo yodelahu lekulahu. The loser doesn't know all of the people around. To savar ha'oved, that the loser thinks, savar means to think, this loser will think, u'meimar omar, and surely say, Ahuda Ashkach Lo Yoda, the one that found it, Lo Yoda Mimi Nofla, does not know from whom it fell, V'lekashiyagia Haregel. And therefore, when the Lekasha, and when the Yagia reaches, right, when reaches the Regel, when the Yom Tov arrives, Lekasha Yagia Haregel, when the Yom Tov arrives, Siyachriz Alecha, he'll announce it. He'll make an announcement. He found an object. Yachriz alei, make an announcement about it. Ve'etin simon, and I'll give and provide a simon. Ve'etel, and I'll be able to take it back. So that's by, a lot of people, by rabbim. I mean, that's the essential point of it here. Many people, many Jews. Then the rabbanon would surely say that the owner is not miyayesh by many Jews because, Avol, but Hocha here in our example, where there's only three Jews in the inn, Avol Hocha, but here, the Yodalahu, Lukulahu, the loser knows them, all of them, knows the other two guys there, Vetuve'enuhu, and he claims it from them. Tuveya means to claim. And he claims it from them, v'lo'odu, and they don't admit that they have it, Iushe miyayesh. He'll definitely be miyayesh. Mei morama, he'll surely say v'chule, etc., etc. He's now segueing into the Gemara, which we'll now look into the Gemara to explain this. My time, the Gemara says, what's the reason why you're allowed to keep it in this example of three Jews being in the inn? And the Gemara says, Ahu denofal minei, that one, that individual, we'll call him Reuven, it's Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuven, that it fell from him, denofal minei, it fell from him, miyayesh, he'll despair. Mei mo'ama, he'll definitely say, michti. Let me think about this. Michti means to look into it. Let me just probe this. Let me just ponder this a second. Inish achrina lo havabadi. Another person, other people have not been with me. Lo havabadi have not been, with me. Elohana, except these two guys, Shimon and Levi. Amri kamayhu, kamazimne. I've said before them many times, lahadruli, please give it back to me. Lahadru, return it to me. Velo hadruli, they didn't give it back to me. Vahashta lahadru, now they're going to give it back to me. It's rhetorical. Now they're going to give it back to me. Hidatayu lahadru, if it was their intention to return it, Hadruha nali, they would have returned it to me. V'ahai delo hadruha, and this that they haven't returned it to me, but daitayu, it's in their intention, lemigzala, to steal it. So it's a very fascinating logic. We'll see further on this in a second. Just to finish these rashis over here. Imre amre kamayhu. Amarti lifnehem, Rashi says, I've said before them, and then the words Vahashtala Hadru, and now they're going to return it. Bitmiya, Rashi fills in that, the inflection. The word bitmiya means with surprise. So he's saying, read that those two words with the inflection of surprise, as I did a second ago. But the point is that we're basically going into the psychology of the loser and attributing to him yeyush, despair, because obviously he didn't find the item, because you're coming in afterwards. You, the finder, you're coming in to the hotel room after you know that three other people were there sharing the room together. So he didn't find, so you can safely assume that obviously the thing was not found, and we're attributing to the loser his attempt to find it and his non-success in finding it, and we're attributing to him this dialogue that went on between him and the two other guys there. So I want to discuss this more. I'm still in the process of learning this myself, of just really understanding this properly. But let's continue in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to bring a parallel halacha by Rav Nachman, which illustrates the same principle.